With another increase in the number of Canadian cases of COVID-19, tonight new measures and new pressure from governments and health officials aimed at getting you to practice one crucial thing, social distancing, to try to minimize the spread of this virus.
Can you give us a brief introduction of yourself?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Shantae Fidel, and I'm from the Sabotai Cree Nation in Manitoba and the Sani Waksu Tribe in South Dakota, but I currently reside in Whitecap, Dakota, First Nation in Saskatchewan. And I'm out here as a recreation coordinator for the summer, living and, you know, doing youth programming in the community. And so, you know, that's what I'm up to right now.
What category do you dance in?
I really like to say that I'm all around dancer. I mean, I dance a single dress dance style, and I have competed all my life, but there's lots of times where I've had to dance in shows and productions as a single dress dancer and many other dance styles.
What does the Power Trail mean to you?
I think that this is my livelihood, and this is where, a lot of my family traditions and my family memories come from. Powwow is a celebration and a way of connecting to Indigenous people, you know, nationally. And this is, you know, like the one celebration, or, you know, if you follow the trail, then it's several celebrations that you get to, you know, make family, make friends, and then dance and sing and celebrate being Indigenous, celebrate, you know, having your culture, your language, your identity, and then having the place to be proud of who you are.
When the pandemic first hit, how has it affected you and your lifestyle?
Yeah, I think that when isolation first started, it was difficult for everybody, but a lot of us who are the extroverted type, who are really used to, you know, being in public and to going to these cultural events, is very difficult, you know, to now have the new normal of staying home and, you know, being around your family and then just seeing your family or not seeing them because they live away from you. So it was very difficult. I'm very lucky that, you know, I stayed home. I did plan on living on my own, but then COVID hit and I, you know, gave up on that dream. And thank God I did, because, you know, living alone during COVID for 18 months probably would have been very, very difficult.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, you know, COVID, it just kind of impacted me a lot of mentally, because, you know, I'm such an extroverted person, and I wanted to be outside. I wanted to, you know, get involved in the community and to help. But there was, you know, the only option that you could do to help anybody was to stay home and to stay safe and to make sure that you were doing your part. So, yeah.
What did you intend in the meantime?
Well, when COVID started, I actually had it in December, and so that was really difficult. But then the entire time while I had it, I was thinking about the young people, and I was thinking about all the events that we could have had or could have created during this time on the online platforms, because that's where all of the youth are. And so I created my own organization, and I actually had a little small online youth conference, and it turned out really well. We had over 300 participants for both days, and we talked about culture, language, sports, and education. But then during this time as well, I created some new beadwork made new pieces for the beadwork that I already had, or, you know, made a couple of new dresses, just so that when the time did come to dance, I was prepared.
What are you looking forward to?
I think the main thing was just reconnecting with everybody, and then dancing, of course. But, you know, I'm such a social butterfly that it'd be I'm looking forward to Onion Lake this weekend because, you know, I'm going to see so many of the relatives that I haven't seen in like 2 years. And it's also just going to be fun to get back out there to see if I'm in shape enough to dance a song or two. But, you know, that's the main thing is reconnecting with all of the relatives that you missed.
CBC New Indigenous Voices 2021 was funded by Title Presenting and Tuition Sponsor CBC. Program partners, Manitoba Sport, Culture and Heritage, the Centre for Aboriginal Human Resource Development, and Telefilm Canada. Indigenous Training Programs partner, Directors Guild of Canada. Provincial sponsors, Manitoba Film and Music, and Creative BC through the Daryl Duke and William Vince Scholarship Fund. Industry supporters, IATSE Local 856, Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival, and Film Training Manitoba. Service sponsors, iSplice Films and Final Draft. NSI core funders are Manitoba Sport, Culture and Heritage, and the City of Winnipeg through the Winnipeg Arts Council. Manitoba Film and Music directly supports the development, preparation, and production of the podcast productions produced by CBC New Indigenous Voices participants.